The small town of Eureka Springs, Arkansas, has a history as a haven for artists. And now one of those artists has given the place a new claim to fame, the largest wind chime as certified by the Guinness Book of World Records. Reporter Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF takes us to Eureka Springs to meet the man behind the big wind chime.
When you drive along steep, twisting Highway 23 south near Eureka Springs, a huge metal wind chime suddenly looms out of the forest. The chime swings high up in a 100-year-old oak tree. With enough breeze, a wind catcher clangs a knocker against the silver-colored bells, which can be heard for miles. Creator Nathan Ranaga Farbiash refers to it as his weapon of mass distraction.
The sound of a musical wind chime is the sound of nature creating a symphony, a feeling of peace and connection to the universe. Who wouldn't like a sound like that?
For 30 years, Farbiash has made and sold wind chimes. But 4 years ago, after seeing what was then the world's largest chime, he decided to build this 36-foot-long one. And like his small chimes, the big one is musically tuned. Most aren't.
The strike tone of the longest tube is just like a European cathedral bell. The harmonic resonance that follows is identical to the sound of a Tibetan singing bowl. The final hum tone is like the sound of a jet engine vibrating through your seat as you await takeoff. You can feel it.
The chime hangs just outside his gallery, Celestial Winds Harmonic Bazaar. This is where Farbiash, a former juggler and street performer, makes his chimes and entertains visitors. Scavenging sound from found objects is an art Farbiash learned from his father, a Polish inventor and electrical engineer. Farbiash dedicated the world's largest chime to the memory of his dad, a Jewish Holocaust survivor. His mom, too, managed to escape the Nazis. The couple met in a displaced persons camp in Darmstadt, Germany. That's where Ranaga was born. Today, Helena is 90 years old and lives in the Ozarks with her son. She says the giant chime is thrilling.
To me, it sounds like they are singing. And they are, in a way they are, really.
Now that he has the world's record, Ranaga Farbiash is already onto something else, creating wind chimes that play distinct melodies. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.